We each are given gifts from God that prepare us to provide for others. As we live into this month's sermon theme, Practicing the Faith, we should be reflecting on how our gifts can be used in ministry and fellowship. Theologian Howard Thurman said, "Do not ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." So as we think about how we can be better Christians and serve our brothers and sisters, we need to understand God will equip us in a way that allows us to come alive in our ministry of spreading the good news. Sunday, August 29th's sermon title, Bring What You Have, focuses us clearly on the idea that if we bring ourselves and our passion, God will make sure we have everything else we need to provide for our neighbors. This week's Gospel, Mark 6:34 through 44, follows Jesus' choice to forego a restful and needed break with his disciples to attend to the needs of the masses. It describes how God's grace will provide for our individual needs if we simply allow ourselves to follow his lead. Here is the scripture. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them to all sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. This verse also highlights the need for compassion in our daily lives. How often have you found yourself judging someone's behavior or actions harshly, to later find the individual was going through a very difficult time and were doing the best they could given their circumstance? 2 Corinthians 3-4, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. Nothing portends this opportunity to bring what you have more than this phrase. We should not shy from our call to spread the good news because we don't think we know the scriptures well enough, or we don't have the gift of conversation. We need to practice our faith by having assurance that God will give us the tools we need if we bring what we have with compassion. We practice our faith in so many ways. We pray, we read scripture, we give of our gifts, we help those in need, we act with love and compassion, and we worship God. We are also called to be unrelenting and unapologetic in our proclamation of the Word of God and the everlasting life we are granted by His grace. We find our voice to do this in our individual way by practicing. Perhaps it's engaging in conversation with someone new to you to comfort or calm them. Perhaps it is the way you handle your day-to-day relationships with your coworkers. Perhaps it's the loving coddle you provide an infant or the soothing reassurance to someone in hospice care. Perhaps it is in the support you provide to someone with an infirmity. Perhaps it is the way you go about your day-to-day life in peace and love. We need to be looking for our path to tell of the wonders of our Creator. We should not sit back and wait for the playbook to be provided for us. We simply need to get out there and practice. Bring compassion and look for the opportunity, and you will find your way. Philippians 4, verse 9, "What have you learned and received and heard and seen in me? Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." So, find what makes you come alive and use that gift to practice your faith.